This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. It's becoming increasingly clear that plants talk to one another through a voice of chemical signals. And this week, researchers reporting in Science described how parasitic plants communicate with their hosts, intercepting molecular messages like spies. James Westwood is professor of plant pathology, physiology, and weed science at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Now, you study the dodder plant, which has been called a vampire plant. How does it make a connection with its host, and why has it got that name?
Well, it wraps itself around. It is like a vine, but without leaves. And so the stem of the dodder wraps itself around the stem of the host plant and forms these tight coils. And at the points of contact of the dodder with the host, it produces these structures called haustoria, which invade into the host and tap into the vascular system, like the bloodstream in a way, and sucks out the water nutrients. And that's how they come up with the vampire analogy.
And but it sucks out other things, too.
Yeah, that's what we have found. So we've known for years that they take out the water and the sugar and, you know, the small molecules, things like that. But now we're finding that they're taking these large molecules, these messenger RNA molecules.
Wow. And why does it do that? And, you know, what is the purpose of that?
Well, we can only speculate. We don't know why it's doing it. But we do know that these messenger RNAs are information molecules. Their only purpose is to transmit information from the nucleus to the cytoplasm. They direct plant growth. So the analogy I like to use is that the RNAs are like internal memos, right? They're being sent from the executive office to the production floor, and they give directions. And so their only purpose is to transmit that information, and then they're shredded. So they're really internal communication. For these to be stolen by the parasite is really interesting.
And we don't know why it does that. It does it. Does it talk back?
No.
Does it talk back and send things to the plant, to the host?
Well, yeah, that is actually the even more intriguing aspect of this. So it's not only taking the communication from the host, and it could potentially use that, say, to, you know, modify its strategy in terms of what the host is doing, but it's taking its own messenger RNAs, and those are either leaking or being sent into the host. And that could be really nefarious because these are also information molecules, right? So it could be telling the host what to do. And we know that there has to be a kind of a coordinated growth there for the host cell to feed the parasite. And so these messages could be saying, like, oh, make more sugar, stand down the defenses, you know, call off the police kind of thing.
So it's really just hijacking the plant that way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It is. It is taking over the plant's, cell function.
And we don't know why or exactly what's happening. We just know that the communication is happening.
We know the communication is happening, and we know that other pathogens have this same MO, if you will, right? They are convincing plants to behave the way the host plants to behave the way they want them to behave. And so the finding that dodder is exchanging these information RNA molecules, it just raises all sorts of interesting hypotheses about how the parasite might be controlling or interacting with the host.
You have a video of the dodder plant feeling around in the air looking for the host. We actually have that up on our website. You can see the plant communication going on at sciencefriday.com/planttalk. It's like a little ballet going on there.
It is. So all plants, especially vining plants, will have this movement. They move around. You can't see it because it happens too slow for the human eye. But in time lapse, you can see they move around and they coil and things like that. But the dodder, some other researchers a few years ago showed that the dodder almost seems to be smelling the air and can detect chemical volatile signals given off by the host. And they can, you'll notice in the video that they grow directionally. They don't take their chance. They kind of aim toward the host. They're very smart in their own brainless way.
Can we see them? Do they grow everywhere? Can we watch one at work in our backyard or somewhere in the field?
You might if you're if you're lucky, I guess. They are found throughout North America, but you know, you don't see them too often. I rarely run into them just by happenstance. So, but if you go to some agricultural fields where they're a problem, you might have a better chance of finding them.
Well, thank you very much. This is fascinating. Thanks for coming on and sharing your research.
My pleasure.
James Westwood is professor of plant pathology, physiology, and weed science at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. And you can, as I say, you can see a video of this plant on our website at sciencefriday.com/planttalk.